Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Is a released WWE star considering retirement? We'll talk about it in a bit. Plus, a big match added to AEW Road Rager. And what is the fate, the very fate, of 205 Live? For Monday, June the 28th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We are into the final few hours of Adam Pacitti's Hell in a Smell. You can join him live until 1 p.m. British Summer Time as he continues to bathe in a pool of some of the worst smelling food and other things that you could possibly imagine for your entertainment. Show your support by giving him some grief at youtube.com/cultaholic/live.
Oh, spaghetti!
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to NXT. You are taking a very long look, it appears, at Tyler Breeze, who's making his debut from his seasonal home. Is that what I heard?
Finally, a professional male model in NXT. You know, I was getting tired of being the only good-looking guy here, Tom.
Yep, there's so few.
Tyler Breeze has arrived.
Tyler Breeze, as they mentioned, coming all the way from Milan, Italy, and he lives by the motto of, it's not what I'm wearing, it's who I'm wearing. And he says this little number he's got on is the Vincenzo di Ortona Winter Collection. It's July, Brad.
Is all this new to you, Tom? I understand that you're a nerd.
I'm a nerd? Look,
surely you can comprehend fashion.
I think I can comprehend fashion, but I don't know if I would wear furry boots to a wrestling ring.
Listen, Tom, you have a one-bedroom apartment. You live alone with your cats. You don't understand.
I'm a dog person.
Then why do you have so many cats? Look at this.
Well, nonetheless, Tyler Breeze can't seem to take his eyes off himself.
Well, he's just getting a few pics.
That's a lot of selfies for one person.
He's probably putting these on Twitter right now. You know, Tyler Breeze, his Twitter handle is gorgeous. That's how hot he is. He's got a great data plan, too. Unlimited hotness.
I think he would completely agree with you. It looks like he's completely indulged in his own reflection here.
Well, I understand that you can't relate.
So you do,
but you need to be
like,
patient.
He has a match. Angelo Dawkins is in the ring.
He's a professional model. What do you expect him to do? Huh? This is greatness in front of your eyeballs. You need to show some respect.
I understand that he's a male model, but I mean, just, he's here to compete. He's here to have a match.
He's professionally male modeled all over the world, 9 different continents, 26 different countries.
Just telling the official here he's got a few more pictures to take.
He's the most experienced professional that we have.
By the way,
in ours or any industry. What does that matter? Whoa, referee!
And Angelo Dawkins doesn't very much care.
Look at this. You don't tick off a male model. And I know D'Angelo Dawkins wishes that he looked that good, but he's about to
get
a little
pictures.
More uglier. Well, he's checking his hair, obviously. A cheap shot from Angelo Dawkins. Stay away from the face, man.
Ooh! Huge spinning
look
heel
at
kick.
That.
And that will do it
for
Dawkins.
He's not just a pretty face.
Here is your winner, Tyler Breeze.
We'll take another look at this. Not only did Tyler Breeze know how to strike a pose, he can pretty much wants to do it anywhere in the ring that he so chooses, making quite an entrance here in his debut match on NXT. But like you just said, Brad, not just a pretty face. In the ring, we saw him turn vicious and this huge kick to the face of Dawkins. Even chalking up his first victory, Breeze finds the camera.
So on Friday, we had another round of WWE cuts. A whole bunch of names around the 205 Live area and some names from NXT all let go from the company. We'll have an update on 205 Live near the end of today's podcast. But one of those names from that spate of releases was Tyler Breeze. He and Fandango said their thanks to WWE and revealed that, yes, it is true, and their time has come to an end. Tyler Breeze was talking yesterday about his release on the Sweets Live Twitch stream. And he talked about how he's got plans to restart a lot of his social platforms because WWE stars haven't been able to do stuff on Twitch as much as they'd like to do, or Cameo. And he said, I'll be streaming and we have a lot of stuff to figure out. A lot of stuff is still in the works, but I'm setting up my Cameo again. I'm just waiting for them to approve it. We're firing up ideas for Patreon again as well. Tyler Breeze also, who runs Flatback's Wrestling School alongside Sean Spears from AEW, mentioned getting Spears involved with the Twitch channel as well. So we could see a nice crossover with those guys. When asked about his release and if he was surprised by it, he said, I was with the company for 11 years. An 11-year run in the biggest wrestling company in the world is a huge thing. Most people are there for 3 or 4 years. I don't know if you're ever expecting, but from the rumblings, I was like, yeah, it could happen. I've been preparing to get fired since the day I got hired. That's how you have to think about it. You have to prepare yourself for the worst case scenario. Are you going to be like, oh no, I spent all my money and I have nothing to show for it, or are you going to go, okay, cool, let me figure out what to do from here? There are options and a ton of stuff. On the subject of whether he would wrestle again, whether one of those options would be professional wrestling, he said, will I continue my wrestling career? I don't know. We'll have to see. I haven't decided yet. Tyler Breeze very much at a point where if he wanted to step away from wrestling and look into other endeavors, other creative sources of making a living, then he could do that. We'll keep an eye on what Tyler Breeze does next. And when we know more, you'll know more at cultaholic.com. In terms of other releases from this past Friday, there were plans scrapped for at least two of them. Fightful reporting that Marina Shafir and Arturo Ruiz were set to be part of the Diamond Mine on NXT that made their debut on Wednesday. The quote from Fightful reveals that Arturo Ruiz was penciled in to be a part of the group for a good long while before the plans were changed just ahead of the group's release. Until mid-June, Ruiz was set to be part of it. He was informed a few days ahead of time that that wasn't happening. There were also plans, say Fightful, for Marina Shafir to be involved as a female enforcer of sorts. Many on NXT were under the impression that was still going to happen once they debuted. So you have to be gutted for Marina Shafir, set to work with her husband Roderick Strong in a big wrestling angle, only to be let go just beforehand. And that's a real tough order. In terms of those getting released and those 90-day no competes, Fightful gave us an update on an update. They say, we reported recently that multiple WWE releases from 2021 have asked to have lenience or to forego their no-compete clauses. We gained information and confirmation that at least one of them has gained an early out on their WWE no-compete clause, and WWE were willing to let them out of it, entirety of it, but that didn't end up happening. Those that we've spoken to have said that WWE and Johnny Ace have been very easy to deal with in these talks. And as far as most releases, some have 30-day non-competes and others have 90. Can confirm that Aleister Black has signed a new deal, though, to a clothing brand. Tommy End is now working with Fight Apparel Company Hayabusa. He was delighted because Hayabusa was one of his favourite wrestlers. So he's happy to get involved with them. And he's going to be doing some giveaways on his Twitter soon. So good on Aleister Black signing a brand new deal.
Darby, I've been saying week after week after week, I'm going to be the nail in your coffin. I'm going to be the nail in your coffin. I'm going to be the nail in your coffin. So why don't I just put you in one? July 7th, Miami, Road Rager. Darby Allin, I challenge you to a coffin match.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
That was where Ethan Page announced a huge gimmick match for AEW's Road Rager. This is the Dynamite special taking place on July the 7th. And he has thrown it out there to Darby Allin to take part in a coffin match. This is following months of back and forth between Darby Allin and Sting and Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky. I'm up for this first coffin match in the history of AEW. I feel like it's a gimmick that genuinely fits Darby Allin's style. I think Ethan Page throwing out the challenge is an interesting little twist on that as well. Yeah, so AEW's Road Rager starting to take shape. This is a big special for them that I think may put a lot of new eyes on the product. It's going to be special to have fans back there in front of it as well. It's been nice just to see fans back at Daly's Place, hasn't it? So Darby Allin versus Ethan Page, a coffin match taking place at Road Rager, along with the already announced strap match between Cody Rhodes and QT Marshall. Tickets on sale right now, and we'll keep you updated on the card ahead of Road Rager on Wednesday, July the 7th, out of Miami, Florida, at cultaholic.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Joey Janela has offered us an update on his condition. Hasn't been around for a while, nursing an injury. He was a guest on Wrestling Perspectives where he said, "I'll be coming back soon. I'm dealing with an injury right now. It's a little concussion deal. SH1T happens. Everyone knows that. It's wrestling. All sports, everyone gets concussions. I'll be cleared from that in the coming weeks, maybe the coming weekend. And I'll be good and hopefully doing AEW stuff soon." The RevPro Women's Champion Jamie Hayter has vacated her title. This is after she was offered a tryout with WWE NXT. Obviously, the tryout went well as she has vacated the title. She was set to defend the title against Skye Stimson on July the 4th at the Cockpit at a classic RevPro venue. That match has now been taken apart, and instead, we'll see Zoe Lucas and Giselle Shaw reignite their rivalry in RevPro, with the winner becoming the new RevPro Women's Champion. Zoe Lucas had a heck of a reign as the champion before losing it to Giselle Shaw. Jamie Hayter consequently taking it from there. Could be back to Lucas or Giselle on July the 4th. Jamie Hayter has been on NXT UK before. She lost to Piper Niven last January. She's worked some AEW shows as well. So there's a lot of love for Jamie Hayter around the independent circuit, and she could be a big part of NXT UK very soon. Virgil is back in mobile game form. Megan Group and Alley Cat Studios have announced Meat Sauce Madness, a mobile game based on Meat Sauce God Virgil, aka Soul Train Jones. It's coming out next month. The press release says, "Inspired by his passion / obsession for meat sauce and heavy metal, in this game you'll travel with wrestling superstar and meat sauce god Soul Train Jones through different worlds to try and get him to his main event. Along the way, help him dodge brutal enemies and evil bosses, all while gaining health by eating beef, breadsticks, and collecting power-ups. Take a detour and play 3 minigames, slot machine, find the meat ball and truck beat up. Earn coins and cash and make your way through the world. Maybe pose for photos, getting $10 each time when you do." I'm playing it. I don't care what you say. I'm playing Meat Sauce Madness when it comes out. The Cultaholic Wrestling News Podcast is brought to you by WrestleCrate. Sign up now and with your first crate, get a free signed photo of our very own Ross Tweddle.
Correct, delicious Tom. Place this photo on your bedroom wall and sleep easy at night knowing your friend Gary YouTube is watching everything you do.
Use the word cultaholic when you check out at WrestleCrate.co.uk. What is the fate, the very fate, of 205 Live? Those releases from Friday gutted the roster of 205 Live. And it has left some questions as to whether this is the end of that show. Like, what do you do when only like seven members of the 205 Live roster remain on that roster? So we've got an update on this from PW Insider. Mike Johnson, when asked about the status of 205 Live, says, while they released a number of higher paid 205 Live talents, let's not forget they are stacked with talent who have never been seen and are probably being paid less in the Performance Center. We've heard in recent years that Hulu pays a nice rights fee for that series as well and is the main factor in keeping it going. So as long as that remains the case, 205 Live will continue to exist. So if anybody has any questions about the future of 205 Live, providing that there is a nice money deal with Hulu and it keeps them in with that particular streaming network, and if they can replace some of the more expensive 205 Live talent with Performance Center talent and cut the cost and the upside and the income going into that show, cut the outgoings, I should say, it'll stick around and maybe feel like more of a developmental show than anything else. That's kind of like what NXT used to be. That may be where we go. So 205 Live, for the time being at least, very much still here. YouTube.com/Cultaholic/live. Adam Pacitti is wrapping up Hell in a Smell. Just a few hours left of Adam sat in a paddling pool of some of the worst smelling food you could possibly imagine. You can support him by going to our YouTube channel right now. He's wrapping up in the next couple of hours, though, so you've not got much time left. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Andrew will be live in the other, less smelly office with Monday Fun Day from 6 p.m. British Summertime, hanging out with our boy Andrew for a couple of hours on Mondays. That's how we do it, and he's there later on today. On the podcast feed, it's a brand new wrestling top 10 from Cultaholic.com. This is where editor-in-chief of Cultaholic.com, Mitch Wadden, and I get together, and we take a look at the 10 biggest wrestling stories of the month, and we'll chat all about that later on the podcast feed. Also this week on the podcast feed, tomorrow, a brand new Cultaholic Classic Raw review. It is a watch-along of In Your House 2 with myself, Justin Henry, and star of TikTok, the wrestling entrance guy, Nick Harrison. Professor Nick Harrison is going to watch some classic wrestling with us later on today. And you will hear it tomorrow on the Cultaholic podcast feed. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.